Disaster hardship assistance has now been extended to residents in Noosa who were impacted by last week's hail event and storms. It's after the state government approved disaster hardship funding earlier this week for impacted residents within the Sunshine Coast Council area. Across Noosa, 14 suburbs and several targeted streets have been activated for financial assistance, and you can check if you're eligible by heading to qld.gov.au/disasterhelp or by calling the Queensland Community Recovery Hotline. A local cancer screening centre has raised concerns over the growing number of people being diagnosed with Australia's second deadliest cancer. Colonoscopy Clinic has mapped bowel cancer cases on the Sunshine Coast using data from the Australian Cancer Atlas. It shows Maroochydore has 19% more cases than the national average, while the number of patients diagnosed in Caloundra was up 14%, while both Noosa and Mooloolaba rated 6% below average. Gastroenterologist Dr. Tim Lyon says more younger people are now testing positive. National Bowel Cancer Screening Program has been expanded so that anyone aged 45 to 50 can now register and request a testing kit in the mail. Also making news, Noosa Church will be holding a celebration of life ceremony to farewell 17-year-old Solomon Tucker today. The former Noosa Christian College student and talented touch football player died last month after he was hit by a car. More than $34,000 has been raised through GoFundMe to help Solly's family. And you can now take a festive tour of the Sunshine Coast. Council has decorated 26 iconic trees across the region, one in each suburb lit with eco-friendly lights.